Yep, we want to engage our students in the educational process. We want to look at student motivational theories to explore how this process unfolds and how we can go about facilitating on-task behaviour and pursuing educational objectives by students reaching their scholastic potentials. This is a 5-minute summary on a Wikiversity chapter that's presented on student motivation theories at the following online link. This chapter starts by emphasizing the importance of theory development and how that unfolds in a cyclical manner that is a self-perpetuating process that feeds into itself as theories generate hypotheses and offer practical strategies that educators can implement. To evaluate the theories, we apply Fisk's 2004 suggestions that posits 7 elemental propositions in evaluation of student motivational theories. We also look at common misconceptions and considerations that student motivational theories need to apply in order to have empirical value. These are the notion of learning and motivation operate two related but unidirectionally related processes, as motivation influences learning but not the other way around. Furthermore, there are considerations that many theorists in the area of student motivation recognize as they formulate their models that outline that identify that students have differing needs and motivational behaviour. As a backdrop to this chapter, we begin to have a look at how the ideas of student motivational theories came into play by looking at early philosophical sources posed by Aristotle, Socrates and Plato right up until the 60s and beyond, when the grand theories were introduced. And these three grand theories come from the behavioristic perspective that notes Skinner's contributions in the area of intrinsic motivation as applied to a student context. Then we look at the humanistic perspective with emphasis on Maslow's hierarchy of needs and how that's applicable to a student educational context and the area of student motivational theories. We look at Bandura's notion of reciprocal determinism and how that can be used today and has been empirically tested in a student motivational context. Current theories of student motivation highlight the role that self-determination theory plays in facilitating motivational behaviour among students. We also examine Wiener's attribution theory, and especially in regards to his notion of locus stability and controllability, that thoughts can create a motivational response and facilitate the drive needed for task engagement. The chapter concludes with all these theories outlined and the practical strategies that they have generated that have been empirically tested and seem to be highly beneficial in facilitating a student motivational response. So hopefully you're really interested in the area of student motivation and specifically in student motivation theories. And to find out more, I implore you to go and have a look at the website on Wikiversity. Thanks.